This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
الشيخ تفضل إن شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، ونصلي ونسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure and honor for me to welcome you to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy, Salawatu Rabbi wa Salamuhu Alayhi. And today I have this beautiful Hadith Qudsi, the sacred tradition, narration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's all about love for the sake of Allah, the purest of love. It's a very, very important concept. So all of us need to internalize it and practice it and enhance our knowledge and practice of Islam by doing so, inshallah. So join me as I read the tradition in Arabic, translate it and explain its beautiful meanings. Inna allaha yaqulu yawm al-qiyamah ayna al-mutahabbuna bi jalali al-yawma ghudilluhum fi dhilli yawma la dhilla illa dhilli. Al-Rabi Abu Huraira Al-Masdar, Sahih Muslim. Allah the Most Exalted will say on the Day of Resurrection, where are those who used to love one another for my glory? Today I will shelter them under my shade when there is no other shade. It's narrated by Abu Huraira and it is in Sahih Muslim, of course, in other collections as well. There is another Hadith Qudsi with the same meaning. I will cite it to explain this concept further. It is a narration from the eminent companion. Of course, it's one of the most important eminent companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal. We covered his short biography before. It transmitted by another eminent Abu successor, Tabi, a saintly person, Abu Idris al-Khawlani. Abu Idris al-Khawlani states, when I visited the mosque in Damascus, I saw a young man with shining white teeth. And I saw people gathering around him. And they were discussing different issues. I saw them often referring to him if they needed clarifications. And he would clarify and they would accept and move on to the next issue. I was really surprised and I inquired people who this young man was. I was told it was Mu'adh ibn Jabal, the famous companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I wanted to endear myself to him and express my love for him. The next day I came to the mosque early, but he was already there and I saw him praying. So I waited. And when he finished the prayer, I turned to him after having greeted him, Salam. I told him, Wallahi inni la uhibbuka fillah. By Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah. On hearing this, he's asked, Wallahi, by Allah? I said, yes, by Allah. Again, he asked, by Allah? I said, yes, by Allah. Then he took hold of my shawl and brought me closer to him and said, let me give you the good news. As I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, Allah the Most Glorious will say, my love is established for those who love one another for my sake and sit one another in one, with one another for my sake and spend on one another for my sake. Reported by Ahmad and others. Both of these beautiful traditions deal with the critical topic of love in Islam. And love, the concept of love, many people fail to recognize it, is the central, is the core, quintessential theme of Islam, the concept of love. Of course, love of Allah and love of His creation. Islam teaches us to love Allah, to love the Messenger of Allah, to love our parents, our kith and kin, our neighbors, fellow Muslims and fellow human beings, and all of Allah's creation in general. However, our love for all of the above must be subservient, conditional on our love for Allah and His Messenger. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. No one can be among you, can be a true believer, until Allah and His Messenger become dearer to him than anything or everyone else. Now, love for the sake of Allah, therefore, is one of the strongest of bonds in Islam. This bond transcends the bonds of blood, race, lineage, ethnicity, color, and whatnot. It is a sure evidence of faith in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the strongest bond of faith is love and hatred for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman is incomplete without such pure love. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من أحب لله وأبغض لله for the sake of Allah and gives for the sake of Allah and withholds for the sake of Allah, they have attained the perfection of faith. Now, love for the sake of Allah entails love for everything that Allah loves and hating everything that Allah hates. And we are told in the Quran in so many places, Allah loves the truthful, as-sadiqeen, as-sabirin, the at-tawwabin, the penitent, the pious, al-muttaqeen, the patient, as-sabirin, the ar-rahimin, the merciful, and those who excel, al-muhsinin, in good works. Those who struggle in His cause, those who are engaged in self-purification, and those who surrender their will to His will and trust Him, al-mutawakkilin. On the other hand, even as Allah loves all of this, those who are truthful, penitent, humble, and sincere, and whatnot, Allah hates the tyrants, aggressors, the wasteful, the corrupt, the treacherous, the proud, and the arrogant. So love for the sake of Allah is pure love. It is love untainted by selfish motives or personal or worldly interests. Such are the people that Allah have given glad tidings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrates an interesting story to illustrate this point. أن رجلا زار أخله في قرية أخرى فأرسل الله له على مدرجته ملكا فلما أتى عليه قال أين تريد؟ قال أريد أخلي في هذه القرية. قال هل لك عليه من نعمة تربها؟ قال لا غير أني أحببته في الله عز وجل. قال فإني رسول الله إليك بأن الله قد أحبك كما أحببته فيه. A person traveled far to visit his neighbor in another town, another city. Allah posted an angel for him at the entrance of the city, and when reached that specific spot, the angel greeted him and asked him, where are you going? He said, I intend to visit my brother in this town. The angel asked him, are you doing this, paying him a visit because you wanted to repay a favor? Because you are obliged to him for a favor that. He said, no. The only reason is that I love him for the sake of Allah, the most glorious. The angel told him then, I am Allah's messenger to inform you that Allah loves you even as you love him for his sake. It is only such pure love or love for the sake of Allah that is enduring. All other forms of love, worldly love, we see it all around us. People love one another, but not for the sake of Allah, but for material reasons, selfish motives, whatnot, or temporary passion, satisfaction. All of this love to all our friends, such friends, will become our enemies in the next life. Allah says, أَلَخِلَّهُ يَوْمَيْنِ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Friends on that day will be enemies to one another, save for those who are mindful of Allah, those who are muttaqi. The lessons that we can learn from these beautiful traditions are, love for the sake of Allah is one of the strongest of our bonds of faith. This bond transcends all other bonds, the bonds of lineage, blood, ethnicity, color, language, all other material bonds. And faith is incomplete without such pure love. And love for the sake of Allah is the purest of love. It is love untainted by personal motives or worldly interests. We ought to strengthen our love for one another by cooperating to do the work for the in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all around us, opportunities to work for the cause of Allah as long as we have the best of intention. So to do so, we need to love one another and cooperate with one another. And there are some tips that I have gleaned from the various traditions. I have recited some of them before. لا يؤمن أحدكم والله والله لا يؤمن والله لا يؤمن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said. And he said, حتى تحبوا, you cannot to be true believers until you love one another for the sake of Allah. And then he said, أفلا أدلكم ولا شيء إذا فعلتموه تحببتم. Shall I tell you of something if you are to consistently practice it from your heart sincerely, your love for one another will be enhanced. That is to spread the greeting of peace. So greet each other, greet your brother, go out of your way to give him that hand, shake hands with him in the following the beautiful examples of the Messenger of Mercy. And next, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None can be a true believer and he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So we need to love for others what we love for ourselves. Conditioned to do that, practice it. And the Prophet said, تَزَاوَرُوا وَتَحَادُوا, exchange friendly visits and gifts. You know, when we exchange visits and gifts, that will, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it will enhance and strengthen our love. And we need also to share the joys and sorrows. Our brother's sorrow should be our sorrow. His joy should be our joy. So we need to express that. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, love a person, go out and tell him that I love him for the sake of Allah. I love you for the sake of Allah. And the other person should say, أَحَبَّكَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَحَبَبْتَنِي مِنْ أَجْلِي. May Allah love you for whose sake you love me. And also rendering help in time of need. If your brother is in distress or is in need, Let's come forward to help him. And also praying for one another and thinking well of others. Da'watul mar'i li akhihi bi dhahri al-ghaibi mustajaba. When you pray for your brother in his absence, that is a prayer that Allah will hear. And also husnul dhann. We need to have good, think good of our brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to internalize these lessons so that we, our knowledge, understanding and practice of Islam is enhanced and beautified. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.